Could you please explain to us, with H1N1 or any of these flus, they're now saying that there might be a third wave. In fact, they expect one in the spring. And then others are saying, and you can expect it again next year. Is this something that we should expect?
Yes, the behavior of flus, especially in this case, when you're dealing with a pandemic virus, where the definition being that you haven't seen it before, that many people are not immune to it, when you look at the characteristics, and you can go back as far as 1918 and look at what happened with different waves, there were three waves of the pandemic virus in 1918. There were subsequently in other pandemic viruses multiple waves. People think of disease as being a constant. You know, if it's in the community, it's there, it stays there, you see it all the time, and it's in front of your face.
Right.
Well, with flus, what happens is you go through a wave. It's a certain number of people catch it. It then spreads to a whole bunch of people. Those people get infected. They develop some immunities that buffers the disease for a while. The disease tails off, but then...
Buffers the disease, it tails off. Explain that.
When you have people who have been sick or who have been vaccinated, you have a buffer. It's almost what we call herd immunity, where you have the antibodies in those people will prevent the disease. They become people who don't carry the disease anymore. And so as a result, when this virus is around, you have a certain group of people that have been infected but now have recovered. They're taken out of the pool of people who can now pass on that disease. So now what the disease waits for is to find somebody else who hasn't been infected or hasn't been vaccinated, and that person acts as the next seed to be able to pass that virus on. And so it follows this type of characteristic, and it takes time for it to find that person. So that's why you see these waves.
And where do they get three waves as opposed to two, or as opposed to, because some are now saying we're going to have a fourth wave next fall.
Well, you're looking at, based on epidemiological data, so you're looking at just the characteristics of a disease process or how a disease behaves, very similarly to other diseases that we see. It can be rheumatoid arthritis, it can be any kind of disease where you learn about the characteristics or what we call the natural history of these diseases, and this is what you see characteristically with the flu. This is not new news. This is simply because it's now in the forefront of people being aware and identifying it, you now learn about how it behaves. But really, this is what it actually does. And we were actually saying this on CFRA, Steve. We talked about this earlier, about the third wave that is likely to come.
Yeah.
And it is likely to happen just on the basis of what we've seen these diseases do in the past.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.